Ah, the disparity of numbers. Most of the money in this country goes to the top 1% or less, because they're the ones with the billions. And if you make $90,000 in the United States, you are suddenly in the top 10% of earners, which means that by far the majority of us make a hell of a lot less than the rich people, right? Disparity, disparity. And we talk in terms of trillions of dollars of debt nowadays, but what is a trillion? What does a trillion mean? Think of it in terms of the number pi, the relationship of the circumference of a circle to its diameter. It's an irrational, transcendental number that never ends. Back in 2002, 2003, it was announced that pi had been figured to the trillionth decimal place. So I tried to figure out how much that is, what that number is. If you could say 2 digits per second, that would be, what, 120 digits per minute if you're reading the number of pi out loud. It's 120 a minute, 7,200 an hour. How long would it take to read aloud 1 trillion digits? Unless my calculations are off, I think it would take something like, well, all of recorded history just to read the number pi, 3.14415, yada, yada, on to the trillionth digit would take like 7,000 years. That's how much debt there is. And as I say, someday they're going to be trillionaires, probably in the not-too-distant future. The concept of a million a couple hundred years ago was really hard for anybody to grasp. Now we have billionaires. The mayor of New York, Bloomberg, has $5 billion. He's a small billionaire. And someday we're going to have trillionaires. And that means it's endlessly, uncountably rich. Or poor. Or what? This is the Weekly News and Review. I'm your faithless host, Bennett, from Kill Radio. This was posted Tuesday, June 19th, by Claire Guitarez on the harpers.org website. It's a brief, very friendly calculation summary of the news of the past week, just to keep you updated so you can argue with your co-workers. So here we go. President Mahmoud Abbas dissolved the Palestinian Unity Government and declared a state of emergency after masked Hamas gunmen seized control of the Gaza Strip. Hamas looters broke into former Palestinian Authority chairman Yasser Arafat's home and stole military outfits, photographs of his daughter, and his Nobel Peace Prize. "I see Iraq here," a bystander in Gaza said. "There is no mercy. We are afraid. See how ferocious this fight was? There is no future. No future. No future for us." Israel and the United States tacitly agreed on a policy to treat the West Bank and Gaza as separate entities. I don't know if that's a good idea. Two reports, one by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the other by the Pentagon, concluded that despite the increased U.S. military presence in Iraq and despite a drop in violence in Baghdad and Anbar province, the overall level of violence has not decreased, but instead has become more evenly distributed throughout the country. It's going to be a generational war, wishes our president. A suicide bomber drove his truck through the gates of the unprotected police station in Alam, killing at least 12 people and injuring 60. This is the first bombing in Alam, said a policeman who lost his left arm. That's why people did not expect an explosion. The sacred Shiite mosque in Samarra was bombed again, raising concerns of a massive wave of sectarian violence like the one that occurred when it was bombed a year ago. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki called on Iraqis to exercise self-restraint, whereupon two Sunni mosques were razed. The Taliban, remember them, fired rockets at Afghan President Hamid Karzai as he gave a speech to some elders. Karzai paused to quiet the audience after the rockets landed a few hundred yards away, then casually finished his speech. Judge Robert Bork, an advocate for tort reform, was suing the Yale Club of New York City for $1 million after he slipped and fell while mounting a dais, injuring his leg and head, and he's for tort reform. A federal appeals court ruled that President G. Wiz Bush cannot indefinitely imprison U.S. residents on suspicion alone, and ordered that the government either charge Ali Saleh Khala Al-Mari in a civilian court or release him. Al-Mari, a university student, was arrested in December 2001 and declared an enemy combatant. The president, the panel said, cannot eliminate constitutional protections with the stroke of a pen. I'll bet Mr. Bush loved hearing that. An internal FBI audit revealed that during its domestic surveillance efforts, the Bureau potentially violated the law or agency rules more than 1,000 times, with 90% of the FBI's national security investigations since 2002 still remaining unaudited. I wonder how many more thousands of violations are there. Senate Democrats pushed for a vote of no confidence in Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, but were blocked by Republicans who reminded them that the U.S. government does not engage in no-confidence votes. To paraphrase Shakespeare, Senator Orrin Hatch said, whether this debate amounts to sound or fury, it signifies nothing. President Bush became the first sitting president to visit Albania, where Prime Minister Salih Berisha welcomed him as the greatest and most distinguished guest we have ever had in all times. I guess they don't get guests very often. What would happen if, George Clooney showed up? Bush is eager for affection, wrote Fidel Castro in an editorial published in the Cuban newspaper Granma, entitled The Tyrant Visits Tirana. Today's media, British Prime Minister and poodle Tony Blair said, hunts in packs. In these modes, it is like a feral beast just tearing people and reputation to bits. Rudolph Giuliani announced that as president, he would follow a 12-step program to better the country, which will include an end to illegal immigration, a decrease in abortion, and a legal system with strict constructionist judges. The one fact I've learned, I can't get out of my mind, Senate Majority Leader and Mormon Harry Reid said to an audience at the Center for American Progress, is that Rudy Giuliani's been married more times than Mitt Romney's been hunting. Don Herbert, a.k.a. Mr. Wizard, died. He was 89, and I really did love watching him when I was a kid. And researchers revealed that Otzi the Iceman, a 5,000-year-old frozen hunter who was found in the Italian Alps in 1991, was killed by injuries suffered from an arrow to his left collarbone. Scientists speculated that the woolly mammoth, which died off more than 10,000 years ago, as well as the saber-toothed cat, the mastodon, and the giant ground sloth, were exterminated by a comet that exploded over Canada with a force equivalent to more than a million nuclear weapons. After a two-day chase, astronauts aboard the spaceship Atlantis finally caught up with the orbiting International Space Station, where they floated into the station's Destiny Laboratory and gave each resident a hug. Medical examiners announced that a 17-year-old U.S. track star who died in April overdosed on muscle rub. A 13-year-old British boy who... A 13-year-old British boy ended his 10-year vow of silence. He started when he was three? What? Which began when his mother forced him to have his tonsils removed with the words, "Thank you." And a 15-year-old Florida girl who has suffered for months from chronic hiccups ran away from home. Sony apologized to the Church of England after a gun-filled computer game set in a British cathedral prompted the church to accuse the company of virtual desecration. And piles of human feces, i.e. turds, were found in the Senate. There was, said a staffer, so much of it. Meanwhile, they really are starting to build that stupid fence between the U.S. and Mexico. And it's going to be, you know, like 18 feet high or something like that, made of metal. And I'm suddenly reminded of Reagan saying, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall." And here we are building a wall. What's wrong with this picture? I mean, what's wrong with this picture? What are we doing? Well, at least there was no mention of the mythical Al-Qaeda organization in this week's news. Glad to hear that. If you want to follow any of the links that appear from these stories so you can kind of check them out, you can go to the harpers.org website and look at the weekly news and review. In the meantime, now you're up to date. So, go away. Don't bother me.